residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And we're talking Fort Riley for at least another segment before we get Tim McDonald of Flint Hills Christian School and Scott Holst of Manhattan Catholic Schools in. We'll end the show this morning with City of Manhattan building official Brad Clausen. But right now we're going to talk more Fort Riley. We just talked about in the first segment about the Irwin Army Community Hospital Retiree Health Fair. That'll be on April 14th. Got a lot of good information on that. We also have information on that on our website at newsradiokman.com. Now we're going to talk a little bit with Master Sergeant Jason Snell, who's with the Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program. And we got another career, another fair to talk about, the Hiring Heroes Career Fair.
Correct. So I just want to say, you know, Colonel Hutchinson and Jorge, that really thank them for what they're doing for the retirees. That's really good. Awesome state-of-the-art facility. Yeah, our two annual career fairs that we put on in Fort Riley is the Hiring Heroes, which is sponsored by the Department of Defense. And it's actually a really good opportunity. I always encourage people, if you haven't already, you know, gone to a job fair at some point, regardless of where you're at in your career, go out, start networking, start communicating with these people out there. We're going to be holding it on the 10th of May at the Riley's Conference Center, which is just off the main road, Huebner Road, as you go in through the Ogden Gate. It's the best way to access for anybody coming off of any non-military civilians. If they're coming in, they have to go through the Trooper Gate or the Henry Gate by the airfield so they can get the visitor center to get access to base. We're looking at we have 60 vendors right now on the list, and I think we're pretty much capped out with that. But there's DOD agencies, there's federal agencies, city, state, private sector, and there's a couple in there that we pretty much always have come to our career fairs.
And I think it was a few years back, I think it was when I was with, working with the newspaper, I actually went and checked out one of the career fairs at the Riley Conference Center, and it was amazing just seeing how many – not just the amount of vendors and that perspective, but just the variety of different vendors and different ways soldiers can get back into the career workforce.
Right. You're absolutely right. Fort Riley's been doing the Hiring Heroes Career Fair since 2007. And with those typically in the spring and April, and then another one we do in the fall, which is completely internal, not sponsored by the DOD, that's run by the Army Community Service and the Education Services. We've established such a huge network, not just locally, regionally, but nationally and internationally as well. There's a lot of major corporations that'll attend these fairs, and I mean, it's open to everybody, not just military. I mean, we're talking civilians, DOD civilians, retirees, veterans, family members, spouses, you name it. Everyone come in and participate.
And will they be conducting like interviews, maybe even possibly some hiring on the spot at the fair?
It has happened in the past. I'm not going to say for sure that they will be doing it. I would recommend that everybody comes dressed for success, ready to interview, ready to, you know, having a resume on hand, and just, you know, have that professional atmosphere. Have your two-minute elevator speech prepared so when you do talk to these potential employers that you're already selling yourself on the spot.
Brady Bowman here with Master Sergeant Jason Snell with the Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program. And Jason, if you just want to tell us a little bit about that program and just kind of what that's about.
Okay, so the Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program, formerly known as the Army Career Alumni Program, or ACAP, realized that there was a stigma associated with it. We weren't just doing enough for our service members and their families as they exited military service. So the SFL TAP was created, and it's really an extensive program. I'll tell you right now, and it's not just, you can't just look at the last 12 or 18 months that a soldier is serving in the military and preparing themselves. You start, you know, that first 180 days of active duty service as a soldier, you should be taking advantage of the benefits of the SFL TAP program and starting to grow not just professionally with the military, but preparing yourself professionally for what you anticipate will be outside and preparing for that future career.
And I understand as far as this Hiring Heroes Career Fair that there's a special emphasis placed on wounded warriors transitioning out of military.
Absolutely. That is the emphasis is to provide wounded warriors and of course, service members that have been wounded or ill and have been separated from the military. So it really is an opportunity for all, but definitely a focus on them.
Brady Bowman again here with Master Sergeant Jason Snell of Fort Riley with the Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program. Also in the studio is Jorge Gomez, Public Information Officer for Irwin Army Community Hospital, and also retired Colonel Kay Hutchison, Fort Riley Military Retiree Council Chairman, and just a gentleman bring you guys back into conversation. Just your thoughts on this career fair and just some of what you've witnessed over the years with it.
Well, first of all, it's a great opportunity for, as Sergeant Snell talked about, anybody. I mean, if you've been in the service, you'd like to get into the civilian workforce. That's a good opportunity to do that and things. And he made a comment that I haven't heard in a long time. The first 180 days as a soldier, you start to think about what you're going to do next.
Yes, sir.
And the people that do that have good careers both in the military and following their military service and things. So it's great. As an economic developer, which is what I do now, I encourage my employers all the time to take a look at those transitioning soldiers as a good employee.
Yeah, the other thing that I would like to add is that at the Retiree Health Fair, we're actually going to have human resources team members there to discuss any possible prospective careers in the hospital for those who have retired. So, yes.
It's a good thing. Good thing all the way around. And just got maybe about a minute or two left before we move on, get Tim McDonald of Palinos Christian School and Scott Holsoff, Manhattan Catholic Schools, in the studio, but I guess just some final thoughts from each of you.
Real quick, a couple events that we have coming up. On 20 April, we'll have our career skills program brief, which is all of our career skills programs, which are essentially internships that we offer here at Fort Riley, and we have those agencies come in and talk about their program, as well as some of us doing it. Another one is our Keep Veterans Here program, which is the Kansas Employment Exploration Program. We'll be taking our tour here in Manhattan on 15 May. If you need to reach out to the Soldier for Life program or the Army Community Services for either the job fair or any of these other events, the ACS phone number is 785-239-9435. And the SFL TAP phone number is 785-239-2278. And you can find all this information on all the Fort Riley associated Facebook, LinkedIn pages, and other social media.
Very good.
I just want to thank again Colonel Brown and his staff, Jorge, Shed Mayberry, First Lieutenant Heller, the people that have really worked hard to put this health fair together. They deserve a lot of credit for this, and I just encourage everybody to come out Saturday morning, 0900. Don't worry about the weather. It's warm inside the hospital.
I want to make one last pitch for our pharmacy services. I can imagine a lot of retirees make use of pharmacies. With TRICARE changes, if they use network pharmacies, generics have gone up from $11 up to about $28. But if they fill their scripts at the IAC pharmacy, there's no cost to them. And our wait times at the hospital pharmacy are very competitive.
Oh, yeah.
At the Legacy Hospital, we did at one point average about 1 to 2 hours wait time. But since we've moved into the new facility and because of a redesign of workflow and efficiencies, we're now averaging about 10 minutes for about 95% of our pharmacy customers. So highly encourage, if anything, come and talk and ask questions about the pharmacy, and you'll be very pleasantly surprised.
Very good. Covered a lot of ground in a pretty short amount of time. Thanks so much, gentlemen, for coming in and joining us. That just heard Jorge Gomez, Public Information Officer for Irwin Army Community Hospital, retired Colonel Kay Hutchison, and Master Sergeant Jason Snell. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Brady.
Thank you.
Before everybody leaves, I think it's duly noted, we just received a phone call, and it's very important information that we understand now that it's the Master Sergeant's birthday.
Oh, jeez. Happy birthday, sir.
Thanks.
I would sing, but I don't want to destroy the day for you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Get ESB Financial's